Everybody, welcome back to the Leo Effects. Today, I am joined by a special guest. As you can see, we're trying something new. We are live, and that means all the mess-ups don't get edited out. So that'll be fun. That'll be good times. Tonight, I'm joined by the musical sensation and just enigma in and of herself, Burwell. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm a bit taken aback by all of this. I mean, you're here. That's cool. I get to chat with you. That's pretty wild. And we're trying this new live thing out. So hopefully we'll see how this goes.
Hope it goes okay.
Yeah. Well, if you're ready, I got some pretty loaded questions for you.
I'm so nervous. But I'm ready. I'm nervous, but I'm here for it. It's good.
Good. Now, there's nothing to be nervous about. I'm not going to, you know, dig into your personal life. Nothing like that. I just, you know, trying to keep things light and fun. And so I want to start off by, you know, first of all, saying thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to me. And now I would like to just kind of get to the bottom of all of this.
All right.
Let's do this thing. So, Burwell, what is the significance of that name? Where does that come from?
Man, you said you weren't going to get personal. That's your personal life. This is personal. So I inherited this name. It's part of my birth name. It was my second middle name. So I have like a normal first, middle, last name. Burwell was inherited from my dad's side. So it's the same middle name that my dad has. And I have a dark past. I'll just say that. It's a little dark. So I had decided I was going to change my name someday. And when I changed it, I would get rid of Burwell to kind of say goodbye to the past and like move on and all that stuff. And so I did. In 2016, I changed it. And in 2018, I realized that didn't really change anything about who I am. And so now I go by Burwell for music. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, overcoming those fears and, you know, that past and embracing who you are, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's cool. So when we were discussing how to promote you being on the show, you were pretty adamant that I not use a capital B. What was that about?
I don't know. I don't feel like it needs to be capitalized. I think there's something kind of quiet. I feel a little quiet, and I'll use caps lock occasionally, but you have to dig for it. Okay. But I'll never use it for my name.
See, and here I was thinking you just, you know, you didn't want people to think you were like a big B, you know?
No. I mean, I don't. No, who wants to be a big B, you know? I'd rather be a little B, so
there you go. I like your answer better. I feel like it's more appropriate.
Yeah, a little bit.
So what got you started in music in general? I mean, back when I was younger, I tried the music thing and it just didn't stick. So how did you get into it? What made it stick for you?
Poetry. It started with poetry. I wrote sappy poems in middle school because I had a lot of feelings and a lot of crushes. And I wrote about all of it, and I have so many poems. I mean, they're so bad. Like, they're so bad. I can remember some. I have a whole binder of just awful poetry. And I started taking piano lessons. My mom taught me how to play the piano. And so I started realizing that I could give a melody to these poems in high school. So I started songwriting in high school. And when I went off to college, I took a lot of voice lessons and loved it, learned how to sing in German, all that stuff. And then when I got out of college, I decided to like break all the rules and write my own music and stop following this like classical guidelines for classical singing. I felt so restricted from voice. Like, I learned how to breathe, but I also felt like I didn't know how to sing anymore. And so writing my own music was like just kind of a way to like break the rules that I learned in college and do it my own way. So there was like this unlearning process, I think, and writing songs kind of gave me this like freedom. So
that's cool. Did you have like an inspiration? Were there artists that just, Yeah, I'm gonna be like them one day.
I'm trying to think if there was one. I just really liked Carrie Underwood. I thought she was a really just a good role model. Loved country music. I listened to so much, but I don't sing it. So I liked her. I used to like cry to Kelly Clarkson. I don't know. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it changed over the years. I went through like this emo phase of like punk rock songs. I was super into like Simple Plan. Sorry I Can't Be Perfect.
Reliant K.
Reliant K. Yeah, exactly. Reliant K. Such a fan. Like, still diehard nerdy fan. Yeah. Reliant
Right.
K.
So, do you have like anybody right now that you would really like to do a collaboration with?
Oh man. Yeah, if I could pick one person I would collaborate with, it would be Lauv. He's an electronic pop artist. He is so great. I saw him live and he was just so himself and relatable and shy and honest, and I love his music. Lauv for sure, if I could pick one. Yeah.
Cool. Man, I'm sitting here thinking about that binder with the sappy poetry. I wish I had known about that.
I have poems for days, so if you ever want to hear one,
I would have had you bust them out.
one is worse than the last. I used to write poems about my cat. This is not a joke. It's like I was so infatuated with this cat. Like, it's not cute. It was really embarrassing. I've always been obsessed with cats. My cat is like literally walking over here as if she knows what I'm talking about. I'm not kidding. She
That's
would know.
great. I love that though. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, sometimes we find strange connections in the strangest places.
That's true.
Yeah. So how many instruments do you play? Because I think in all the pictures that I've seen, you've got a different instrument every time.
Ooh, that makes me feel good. I mean, like how many do I play or how many do I play well? I feel like that's a different question.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. How many do you play well?
We'll go with well enough. So I learned guitar so that I could write music. That was the reason I
Oh.
learned guitar. When I started to get into bar chords, I was out. I like checked out. I said to my coach, I was like, "Hey, peace. Like this is too much." So I know like six chords. And I can own that. I mean, I don't know a lot of guitar, but I do know enough to write. So I dabble. I would say I dabble on the guitar. I dabble on the piano. Again, I know enough to write, know a couple chords. Enough to play Fairlise at a dinner party and make you think I can play. Like, that's it. That's like all I can do.
I can play the wine glass where you tap the fork, you know?
Yeah, for
It's
sure. You gotta have a couple
pretty one note. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it's music is music, you know? It
it
counts. It's good.
gets better the more wine you drink, so.
That's true. That's true. It just over the night, that helps. Mine certainly helps.
Right. Now, out of all the instruments in the entire world, which one is your favorite? Like, what one would you really wish you could just play naturally?
I'm gonna have to say the xylophone for sure.
All right. Well, I wasn't expecting that one.
The xylophone. I would say the
Xylophone.
xylophone, followed closely by the harp. I almost took harp lessons. I didn't commit. I regret it a little bit, but there's still time. So
There is. There
yeah,
is.
the harp.
Well, kind of moving along those lines, talking about xylophones and harps and all the musical instruments that you can play, what would you say your particular sound is?
That'll
Not
go quick.
country, we know that.
It's not country. I would call it probably along the lines of ethereal pop. So
Oh.
kind of like wistful, kind of ambient. I always ask my producer to put in twinkly sounds. He makes fun of me, but like these little twinkly sounds, which are really like piano sounds, just like high octaves. Twinkly ambient pop. Yeah.
Twinkly ambient pop. I think you just coined a new term.
I hope so. We'll see if it catches. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it will. Twinkly ambient pop. I like it. Oh, geez. Now, you've done some collaborations before, and we kind of joked around a little bit about the Reliant K. You worked with somebody with a cover of that one. You've worked with Liam.
Yeah, Liam Keegan.
Yeah, like you're all over the place, and those were totally different sounds. Why did you kind of break out of your twinkly ambient pop and try those out?
Well, I have reasons. They're good. So 2018, I went through a phase. I feel like I've gone through these phases in music. So in 2018, I was part of an eclectic pop trio, and we wrote upbeat pop songs. We wrote a lot of upbeat pop songs, and that song got shown to Liam. And so Liam did a remix of it. And so it was way out of character for me, even to be like doing upbeat pop songs. But then Liam took it to like the next level of discomfort for me by just like making, it was like so energetic. And at the time I was on this kick, I had like quit this job I was doing. And so the video kind of captured that feeling. I wrote the song the day after I quit my full-time job. So I was like, I was on such a high, and the song was written and recorded that day. So you hear that enthusiasm. Like I felt so free. And so I think it was just kind of where I was that day. And then Reliant K, like, I think I've come back to like figure out like who I am, my roots, like where did I actually come from? I grew up listening to Reliant K. Like, it was just everything to me, like punk rock, all that stuff. And my sound feels a little bit more, I don't know, like melancholy, I would say. A little sad, so I'd say like melancholy. So I kind of tried to fuse what's true about me with who I actually am and what I actually want to sound like.
Nice. Well, you've done a very, very good job with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this begs to ask the question, where would you be right now if all those years ago music hadn't have stuck for you like it didn't for me?
I would be a ballerina.
Oh, okay. All right. Any reason?
Dream. So when I was 3, I read all the ballerina books. I like to think I'd be a ballerina. I don't know. Like when I was 3, I really wanted to be a ballerina. And then I took ballet when I was 5. Oh. I like hated it a lot. But I hated it so much. I think I quit. And so that's earth shattering when you're 5 to realize that your dreams aren't actually fun. However, I did get into music. So had I not gotten into music, I like to think that I would have been a ballerina. So.
Okay. And hated every minute of it, it sounds like.
No, I would have liked it because I wouldn't have had music.
Okay, that's fair.
It would have been touché. All I had.
Now, one of your primary talents and fortes is that you're a singer, and you have some pipes on you, like that you're a great singer. So do you just sing randomly, like, you know, you're driving along and, you know, there's no music on in the car, you just start singing?
Yeah, I do. That's very,
yeah,
It's like a voice chamber. Nobody can hear me. I can yell. Like, it's, I love cars. It's just
So you're just like completely off key, just doing whatever you want.
Yeah, just doing that's my thing. Good. It's my voice chamber, not anyone else's. So I don't have to share it. I don't have to put the windows down. No one can hear me. Yeah, it's, I do sing in the car.
Nice. Is there like a go-to song of yours that you know, just, you know, every word, every note, and this is your go-to, like I'm driving and I'm singing.
Ooh, I would say it depends on the day, but the one that comes to mind is I'll Be by Edwin McCain, or Ed McCain. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The love song, really sappy, cheesy, that one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, see, well, I wasn't expecting that. Mine's Bohemian Rhapsody. So.
Oh, can you break it out now, or is that?
Really? Oh, no. Oh, no. I do not sing professionally. I barely do this podcasting thing well.
Maybe we'll get there. Maybe. You never know. Maybe not.
Even when driving in the car and I start to sing, I'm like, whoa, all right, you gotta slow your roll.
Gotta get out of this car. Get away
Yeet.
from myself.
Oh, geez. What would you say has been your largest obstacle pursuing this career?
I would say my largest obstacle of pursuing this career has been pursuing this career.
Oh,
Like
philosophical.
the entire time. Don't know. It's everything.
Yeah.
Just a struggle every day, you know?
Wow. Okay. See, I never would have guessed that because, you watch the videos on YouTube and you're just like, wow, look at this. Like they got their stuff together. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, no, that's just marketing. It's not
No.
everything.
That's fair. That's fair. But have you gotten better since you started at, kind of making your way through all this stuff?
I think I feel like I've gotten more honest. So I think the thing that's been so hard in the past has been like trying to be what I thought I was supposed to be and putting so much pressure on how it was going to be that I didn't do anything. It was like, well, if I have to do this and say this and be this musically, then I'm just not going to bother. Like, it's too much work. It's not, like, how that's not real. You know, like, I can't, nobody's got it together. And I think I was scared to say that out loud to the point where I just kind of sacrificed it completely. I like threw it away before I even tried. I didn't want to open up, and I knew that to do it right, I would kind of need to get over that. And so I think that was a huge part of it, was just kind of like it seemed a lot harder than it is to just like open up. So I didn't, I wasn't opening up. I wasn't sharing, I wasn't singing, I wasn't writing
Wow.
for a long time. So
Jeez. Wow. Way to bring the mood down on that one.
Sorry, it's kind of
No,
sad.
I'm totally playing with you. I'm so glad that you have started to open up though, because you're producing some really great stuff.
Thank you.
And so has COVID done any good deeds for you?
COVID has inspired some of my decisions. COVID's rough. So I won't say like COVID's great. Like, no, if I could get rid of COVID, I would. But in being home, I've had a lot of time. Been sorting through boxes. This is my real life. I inherited so many boxes and I've been sorting through them physically, literally, so frequently. And I just moved. So I think I had this epiphany while I was unpacking boxes where I was like, okay, this is my real life. Like, if I'm gonna do music and I want to be honest, like, this is what it is. Like, I'm unpacking boxes and I'm finding things that I don't like, and I don't know how to process that. So in finding all of that, I started to process it through music, and that's kind of where I am right now, is processing
That's amazing. And some of the best stuff out there is done that way, embracing those emotions that we don't really know how to deal with. So
For sure.
good on you. Great job.
Thank you.
Now, what's next for Burwell?
So I'm in the middle, or really the beginning of this series called New Songs from the Past. So I am going through these archives of songs that I've written over the years. So I did a folk duo, I did pop trio, and I just have like so many songs that I have never known what to do with. So I'm working on figuring out how to tell the stories behind those songs, and I'm gonna go until I don't want to go anymore. I am gonna go until I feel like the songs don't really need a story to be shared. So I'm kind of just like sorting through it all. But I'm also writing new material right now in Nashville. So I'm working with a producer in Nashville, and I'm working on a bigger project. So I'm like sorting through my old songs, kind of trying to like make sense of it, but I'm also working on something new.
Okay. And also digging through those old poems.
Yeah.
Seeing what's viable.
I mean, there might be something.
I'm just saying, Smelly Cat, everybody knows that song.
Yeah, that's so true. It's I don't know, she was like this furry Himalayan cat. So it really like goes into descriptive detail about like how her fur and like how long it was, and like there might be some inspiration in that binder.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Smelly Cat was a hit. I think Himalayan Cat could be the next big thing.
Yeah, hairy cat, you know. I think you're right. I think that needs to happen.
Oh geez, it's craziness.
It's good.
So other than music, what hobbies do you have? I mean, do you even have time for hobbies with everything going on with your moving and your career taking off and all this?
I go for a lot of walks. I really enjoy cleaning the house. Is that a hobby? Does that count? I don't know, but I do.
To some people, yeah.
I really like cleaning. I'm trying to think. I travel a lot, so I would say traveling. I'm starting to travel carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped traveling this year, just like everybody else, but I've been finding creative ways to travel safely, so I'm doing that. Lots of hiking. I love hiking. So getting lost in the mountains, unplugging, that sort of thing. I'm usually outside if I'm not doing other things. I'm usually outside exploring, thrifting. I love thrifting. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of like guilty pleasure junk food do you go for? Are you an ice cream girl? Ice cream and brownies?
That's such a fun question.
Nacho cheese fries?
No, I am all about peanut butter. Anything with peanut butter, really. There's nothing with peanut butter that I probably would hate. I would say that's at the top of my list. The guiltiest pleasure that I never feel good about is onion rings. It's one of those things where you're like, this is going to be great. And then you eat it and like, you feel horrible for like a day.
And then there you go.
Was it worth it? That's always the question. Was it worth it? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know.
Oh. So if you could choose one message to give to all your fans, what would that message be?
Man. I think it would be your past is a part of you, and that's a good thing.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It's true.
Right. That's cool.
Thank you.
So as we're kind of drawing to a close here, I'd like to ask you one final official on the record question.
Okay.
For the entire world to know.
All right, I'm ready.
Would you rather have a golden voice or a silver tongue?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What is it, silver tongue?
that just means to be able to speak very well and convince people to do things.
Ooh. That is a hard question.
That's what I do around here.
I'm going to go ahead and say I would like to have a golden tongue.
A golden tongue. You're going to mash them up, huh?
I am. Yeah. Yeah. A golden tongue.
Yeah.
It feels gentler. Silver feels intense and gold feels inviting. So I'm going to say
All right.
A golden tongue.
Great. Yeah. Great. That's you broke the rules. Just like college, you win.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There are no rules.
No. And you know what? Some of the best stuff comes out of bending and breaking those rules to make something better.
Okay.
So my last kind of thing that I'd like to do is open it up. I'd like for you to let the listeners know where they can go to follow along, like what kind of social medias you got going on or websites, things like that.
Totally. So if you want to follow me, Instagram is where I hang out the most. So Instagram, my Instagram handle is Burwell Music, and I post in my stories a lot. And I'm kind of sharing these song stories on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, but not super actively. So you can find me under Burwell Music Journey on Facebook. I am on Spotify, I'm on Apple, I'm on, you know, all the streaming platforms. I used to be on TikTok. Don't look for it. Just don't. It's mostly cat videos. If you're into that, you can go find
it. Not even surprised.
Yeah, it is actually cat videos, because I started posting music and then I started posting cat videos, and then I realized they like everybody who liked my stuff liked her. She got more views than I did, and then I felt super offended.
Oh my god!
I was like, if this is what the internet wants, like, I quit.
Everybody knows the internet wants cats.
They just want cats. So I'm still recovering from that experience. I might come back. I don't know. We'll see. That's but I would say Instagram for sure.
Okay, we can go with that. Instagram. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today, having some laughs, and, you know, getting candid with me, letting me know some of the, you know, more, I don't want to say hurtful parts, but, you know, the parts that most people may not know. I appreciate you opening up, just like you said. That's, we got to open those boxes sometime.
That's true. Thank you so much for having me. This has been, like, very cool.
I am very happy that you were relaxed enough to have fun and just let loose a little bit. And thank you to all the listeners and viewers this time who tuned in to check this out. We really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. I'm going to try and provide the links that Burwell has listed so that you can just click on it and go. Nice and easy for you. And, you know, stick around and we'll see you at the next interview. See y'all later.